Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dual Screens Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Fontana, and with me, as always, he's bringing the awesome sauce, and he's sitting in that box right across from me. He's Andy Atsimakis. How are you, Andy?
Stephen, yes. There have been many questions asked throughout the ages through various philosophers and the such.
The anals, as it were, the anals of
what
history.
What is the meaning of life?
Right.
Where do I go when I die? Mm-hmm. What would it look like if you combined Tony Hawk's Pro Skater with Unreal Tournament? Well, today on this very podcast, you will answer one of those sacred questions.
That is very astute and very true, because joining us this week is Lee Perez, the developer of Trick Shot, a fast-paced skate trick multiplayer shooter. What the hell does that mean? Well, we are about to find out. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Before we get into the game, I want to tell the listeners, for those of you that are new here, this is the Dual Screens Podcast. This is the world's number one indie developer interview podcast, probably. Everyone in the gaming industry has a story to tell. That's a new tagline I came up with for tonight's show. I'm workshopping it. I love it. Everybody in the gaming industry, be it a programmer, an artist, a voiceover actor, everybody has a story to tell, and we want to be their platform to do so. The show posts each and every Thursday for your listening pleasure on your podcast service of choice, including our home, podbean.com, and of course, the video version on youtube.com/dualscreenstv. So, Lee, I just want to start off with one very simple question. What was going through your mind when they announced Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake? Was it just jubilation that this was happening?
Oh, I was so pumped. Right? Absolutely. No, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't want to say the second coming of Christ, but I mean, it's that redemption story, right? It's that great. I love the fact that the trailer shows, you know, the old footage of the old game with the new footage, because we remember it all mentally differently.
Yeah.
But no, we were at PAX in February, and at that point they hadn't announced the game. And that was kind of part of our pitch. Like, God, we really wish there was a new, better Tony Hawk game coming out. Mm. And then a few months later, they announced it. So I think it's great. It only validates our concept that it's, you know, there's a resurgence in the market of bringing some of these things back from the 90s that were, you know, golden and amazing. And that's one of them, the Tony Hawk series. So anything skating, I think, I think it's no coincidence that Tony Hawk and the new Bill and Ted movie came out at the same time. It's something about that time period, you know?
Yeah, there's something. Maybe the people that were making those just came off of their high, and they're like, wait, what happened? We got to do that again. And then just kind of recycled everything.
Exactly. It's just about good times and having good friends and having a fun time.
So why don't you give us everybody, I mean, we kind of went over it, you know, we gave that tagline version of what Trick Shot is, but why don't you go a little bit more in depth and tell our listeners, what is Trick Shot?
So Trick Shot is kind of our kind of love letter to some of the older shooting games. When we kind of played Doom and Unreal Tournament and Quake Arena back in the day, it was very fast paced, very intense. A lot of movement and not to take away anything from the current shooters. But it's different. It's a little bit more slow paced. It's you know, you're always on the ground, and we just really love the verticality in the flight of Tony Hawk. And we originally actually started down a different road. We were originally making like a space dodgeball game. We thought we could do something different with a ball than Rocket League. That was kind of the original inspiration. And as we started adding things like jetpacks and sliding, and we kind of went towards a tribes direction. And then someone kind of made an offhand comment like, God, this kind of, if you threw a board and sort of some skates in here, this kind of would feel like Tony Hawk with guns. And of course, we wrote that down and the feedback, and we're like, that might be a good idea, kid. And that kind of definitely caused us to pivot about a year ago. And that's how we kind of came to Trick Shot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of neat how I can imagine you guys just working away on this early concept, and then you see a little paper scrap in the distance on your desk. Like, what does that say on it? Tony Hawk plus guns. Huh. That's the golden ticket, everyone. Stop the presses.
Kind of, you know, and everyone wanted, you know, kind of a game like that again. It's been a while since Tony Hawk got kind of lived up to the experience of the franchise. It kind of, they were trying to do something every year, and I think they kind of lost their way somewhere along there. But at the core, like the new remake shows, you know, it's a solid concept, and something about, you know, looking like a badass while you're doing tricks and, you know, and falling from great heights, but, you know, kind of, you know, doing the balance and recovering and, you know, just something about that experience. And now granted, you know, a lot of people are a little concerned, you know, can you really chew gum and walk at the same time? Can you shoot and do the skating at the same time? And we think we found a happy medium between the two. We kind of wanted to make it so whether you're the marksman and you want to really be, you know, about the marksmanship and shooting and using sniper rifle, you can. Or if you want to do the tricks and focus on just being really fast and kind of be the tease, you know, flying through the map or somewhere in between, you can be any one of these people. And the shooting and the tricks kind of help each other out. And I think we kind of figured it out, and it should be fun for everybody.
How do you balance those two distinct gameplay mechanics? I mean, the accuracy of pulling off tricks on a skateboard in a Tony Hawk kind of a sense, and also wielding a bazooka and trying to mow down your enemies. How do those two things play off each other? And also, additionally, why does it make so much sense when I look at it on the screen?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, when someone had to come up with peanut butter and jelly and chocolate and peanut butter, it's peanut butter is always there. It's always a team up of someone else. But it just feels right. Right. I mean, if you like fast shooters, then it makes sense to you. When you look at, you know, things like, you know, Quake or Doom Eternal, it's very, very intense and fast paced. And I felt that, like, that was kind of missing. You know, that's what I loved about Unreal Tournament and Quake Arena back in the day. So what we decided, once again, much like Doom Eternal, you know, sometimes it's neat to combine, you know, what you get as a pickup or as drop in the style that you are attacking. So in our game, we, you know, the big things are air tricks, ground tricks, and grinding tricks, which is what you used to in skating games. So what we did is we extracted that and made it so that could be the pickup. So as you're doing grinding tricks, you're getting health. As you're doing ground tricks, you're getting armor. And as you're doing air tricks, you're getting ammo. So everything you do trick-wise will help you on the shooter side. And then as you take out enemies by taking them out and, you know, and fragging them, that changes your multiplier. So the points and the multiplier and the tricks and the shooting are constantly back and forth, almost like a tennis match, helping you out. So there is no camping. This game is way too fast for everyone moving around for you to be just squatting in a corner somewhere, because you're not gaining health, you're not gaining armor, and you're not getting ammo if you're just sitting somewhere. You know, there are some pickups out there, but we keep them light to kind of motivate everyone to do the tricks.
And
then you look cool doing it, you know. So yeah, it's a double bonus.
Yeah. When I first saw this, I was like, how I was asking the same question Andy was, how do you pull something like this off? And then I remembered we did kind of this in Infamous, especially Second Son, when you start getting the light powers and you're grinding on the rails and popping up and shooting guys and going back on it. And you're really, it's all about just kind of like bouncing around and all that fun stuff. And I was like, oh, now it makes it, now it clicked in my head. I was like, oh, okay, it's possible that we could absolutely do that. And then I was remembering playing Tony Hawk. Oh yeah, well, you don't really use the shoulder buttons if I remember correctly. So yeah, that's free. So yeah, just there we go. We got it. My thumbs will know what to do somehow. and it really excited me. But when you say the game is super fast paced, no camping, all that kind of thing, how do you skate the line, pun intended, skate the line between chaos and, you know, just fast paced gameplay, like competitive gameplay?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's all about, well, we have a lot of different weapons. So like there's a lot of games sometimes will limit you to two weapons, and we have a real good mix of both hit scan and projectile weapons. Mm. So depending on, you know, your accuracy, your play style, you know, you can kind of lead the target or cause some area damage that's going to hit them on their way towards, you know, I'm guessing this person's going towards this bowl or towards this ramp, or to do a grind. So, It's controlled chaos, but it definitely is chaos. But I think it makes for fun visual, you know, gameplay. You know, it's very much an extreme sport at the same time that you're doing the shooting. And it's just kind of funny how in certain genres like Call of Duty, you know, and or Fortnite, trick shot is you know, this term of, you know, doing a cool trick and pulling off a stunt while you're taking someone out. And that's, instead of just doing that in small little pieces, that's this entire game. So it makes it very intense, to, you know, to try to look cool and take out your opponent at the same time.
How does the whole skating part of it factor into the like the map design? Because I get a sense that you have to think about skate park in a sense, but also large enough for like, again, that kind of Unreal Tournament sort of vibe in the maps.
So definitely we have a in our trailer that we recently released, you know, we have kind of like an industrial park area, which is kind of very reminiscent to what you're used to in Tony Hawk, you know, kind of like a warehouse level, so to speak. Right. But we're learning this as we go, right? So we created this great mechanism for the game, and now it's where we're really trying to figure out the maps. So we have a map that we're working on that we show in the trailer for PAX called The Drift. It's in the space, and it's kind of our homage to Blood Gulch. So you're on this asteroid. There's this the big grassy knoll in between the two bases that everyone's familiar with, Blood Gulch. Well, what if there was a skate park in that middle? Because we don't have the vehicles. The vehicles was kind of what you used to, you know, kind of go across that path, that kind of dead man zone as you're, you know, carrying the flag to the other side, so to speak. So so that's what we're doing, and that's what lets you kind of charge up, you know, get armor, get health, get ammo, and you're gunning into the other side as you bring your flag. So we want to do, you know, team deathmatch, capture the flag, and like I said, you know, we're trying to still figuring it out as far as the maps, but that's kind of where we're going. We're gonna look at a lot of famous maps that are really popular and what would be the skate park version of that, and that's what Trickshot will be.
That's awesome.
Now you mentioned some modes there, deathmatch and capture the flag, but you guys also have a horde mode that has bosses.
And yes.
That is that excites me to no end.
Well, I mean, we were kind of playing with this idea of you know, like what if you were, you know, something Shadow Colossus kind of thing. Where you're skating, you know, you're the skate gang and you're taking out this giant monster, and maybe there's waves of smaller enemies, which is what originally I mentioned before. We were originally doing like a dodgeball game, and that's kind of how it was. It was waves of aliens. So that kind of fell in the back burner, and then a lot of people are like, man, you know, we kind of miss the old co-op games. And there's some great, you know, Halo and Gears of War had some great, you know, co-op campaigns. Like, we could do something like that, like an instance where you're going on this mission and taking out some waves, and maybe there's a giant evil skate boss. so why not?
Is there like a backstory to all of this insanity, or
our premise is very light? It's a futuristic survival game show. So imagine like, you know, a world like The Matrix or Ready Player One, right? So the environment could be very different. And in real life, yeah, your knees could never survive being on a hoverboard, doing backflips, and shooting a rocket launcher. But in this world, you can. So you kind of, you know, it's kind of Tron-esque. You know, everyone's, you know, gets loads up in this game. They can choose whether they're on hover skates or hoverboards. And we have unique tricks to each. I used to be a big fan of Jet Set Radio. Mm-hmm. Our lead programmer, Eric, he used to be a big fan of Tony Hawk. So we kind of fuse those two different sides of skating. In the world of skating and their tricks, and incorporate that into the movement. So as you're doing the tricks, you're a harder target to hit, and you look great.
What are we doing as far as differentiating the play styles? Are there character classes? Is it all weapon based? Is it, you know, you create a character, or are they preset characters? What's your plan for that?
We kind of were really inspired by the whole create a skater side of things. So instead of having classes, which is great, we were in the studio and we realized, you know what, we don't have a bunch of writers. We don't have all this, you know, lore and craziness that kind of goes into things like Overwatch. So we decided, you know, you can create a character that looks the way you want it to. So, you know, you choose your gender and your colors and your outfits. We're going to try and create all sorts of different outfits that you can create as far as, you know, skates and boards and pants and shoes and the helmets and glasses and all that stuff. And you choose a style that you want. And then you load up and play your game. So you can change your character as you wish. And that way everyone's on the same even playing field. So everyone's got access to the same weapons. Everyone's got access to the same tricks. And it's just all a matter of how you use it. And I think that's what's fun. And that's what's kind of really relevant to the world of skating. Everyone knows these particular tricks and ollies and kickflips and such, but how you do it and how you pull it off, it's kind of unique to you. Mm. And that's what unique to each skater. And that will allow people to kind of differentiate how they play. And that way everyone's on the same playing ground. And that's what we thought would be something different and kind of similar to what Unreal Tournament and Quake did back in the day. Everyone was on this level playing field, and you chose what your gun of choice was or trick of choice was.
Do you pick your loadout like before the match, or are the weapons scattered about the map? Like, how do you go about strategizing what you're going to do in the match?
You just load out as far as what your character looks like. Okay. And then everything's out on the playing field. So okay, cool. Everyone starts with nothing and it's just off to the races. So as you become more familiar with the map, you'll kind of memorize certain spawn points. But we also don't want to do different match game types. So so not only just team deathmatch and capture the flag, those are classics, but we have a concept called hack attack. Well, you'll be doing you'll be flipping opposing sides as far as attack and defense. And you'll be, you know, taking these control points. I think there's a lot of new games that are shooters like Splatoon that have done lots of fun things in that shooter world, but with different play styles. And that's what we kind of want to do, is kind of just take the best of everything that people are happy with in the shooter world and combining it into, like, what if you could also skate in that?
Yeah, I think a lot of the fun in those games is like the weapon variety. So I've seen like your conventional handguns and your rocket launcher. What else can we expect from Trickshot in terms of the arsenal that we can destroy our enemies with?
without being too specific, we kind of went through a lot of the shooters that we like. So like, you know, the battle rifle in Halo is definitely there'll be something very similar to that. The ability to do primary and secondary fire, like an Unreal Tournament, where you can shoot an energy orb, and then if you also shoot it with the beam, it'll explode. So combining that same weapon in two functions is more powerful than one. But it kind of requires a little bit of marksmanship, right, to line those two up. So a little bit of every shooter basically that we liked, but we wanted to have a lot of projectile and hit scan weapons. Because everyone's moving so fast. Like I said, our lead programmer, Eric, he can pull off that, for some reason, he can pull off those air tricks and do a sniper shot from a long distance. But that's not for me. I kind of need some area effect damage, and I'm more of a grenade launcher, rocket launcher kind of guy. So, but the nice thing is that's there for everyone. You just grab the gun you want, use it how you want it, and as long as you keep, you know, doing air tricks, you're going to keep getting ammo, and you can just, you know, take out your opponents.
What would it take to get a cerebral boar from Turok 2 in this game?
Ooh,
that's a good one. That's a good one. it could be interesting. I like that. We definitely want to, hear from the community as far as, you know, what are their favorite either weapons or maps from games, and, you know, that they would want to be seen reimagined in a skate world. So I'm going to put that down on the list for sure.
Speaking of community, what kind of community, like which side of the gamer spectrum were you getting? Were you getting the competitive people first? Are you getting the skater people first? Is it kind of just the mixed bag? Like, what was the first interest in this game?
I think just kind of people looking for something fast and and with a lot of movement. But of course, yes, a lot of people are like, wow, this looks very esport-esque or could work in that world. And we'd love to be a part of that, but that's not what we were specifically focusing on. We'd love, you know, to get input on, you know, what would it take to be a part of that kind of community. I think a lot of great indie games like Rocket League have shown that that has been a great, you know, feeding ground for fans and new ideas and new modes that they've done to that game. So we'd love to be a part of that. But we weren't specifically going there in mind, so to speak. Yeah.
Are you going strictly online with this thing, or are you going to have some sort of single player component? What's the plan for that?
Right now, we don't have an idea for a single player component. I think kind of the co-op is more of the thing you do with just, you know, your immediate group of friends.
Sure.
But yeah, team matches is cool. What we're going for. So online, so kind of like very much like Unreal Tournament and Quake Arena in that sense. Or even Counter-Strike. Yeah, it's just kind of that versus mechanic of our team versus yours.
Cool.
So you brought the game to PAX East earlier this year. What was the reception like from all the gamers out there walking the show floor when they first got their hands on Trickshot?
It was great. They were very receptive. They're very generous and not to call her baby ugly. We're using a lot of placeholder. We're using a lot of placeholder art, which is a great thing about the Unreal Marketplace. The Epic team gives you a lot of free assets, and there's a lot of items you can buy from other artists, which is great. But we were definitely using a lot of, you know, quote unquote programmer art. And but at least people could see past that and could see the mechanics working. And they're like, okay, we get it, what we're trying to do here. And we got a lot of great feedback, a lot of different interests as far as, you know, being on console and different platforms. So we definitely want to just not just PC, although that is what will probably be coming out first as far as a demo, because that's just what's easier to distribute. But no, we'd like to be on every platform people want to play it.
That's awesome. With this PAX Online thing, I don't want to ask like a question like, you know, has this been hard for you? Because I feel like it's been hard for everybody. But what has been the challenges leading into PAX Online, and now that you're in the middle of it, what kind of challenges did you guys face just getting this thing in front of more people? Like, I feel like you had momentum from PAX East, and then everything else happened, and now we're here. So what kind of challenges did you have going into that?
It's a different experience. You know, I definitely miss the just so closely comparing PAX East in February to now PAX right. Online. That user feedback of, you know, I wish the controls were like this, or have you guys thought of doing that? That data mining, play testing part of it is, I think it's a really great part of the tool, especially for indies, you know, which sometimes, you know, they're kind of working in their own little space, and they don't get as out as much as the other teams, you know, bigger companies. But the nice thing about the online spectrum of things is that you can leave comments. So on the YouTube channel or on your Discord, or you know, people adding just to the wish list on Steam, you know, all of that is feedback that you just kind of regroup with your team and get. So it's just been different. I don't think it's been hard. It's just a different way of doing it. But I think it, in some senses, it helps get it out to more people. I thought it was really cool that PAX did not charge anything for the event as far as for PAX Online. So there's a lot of more international community, I think, that, you know, logistically wouldn't be able to fly over to, let's say, Seattle or something like that, can kind of be part of the party. So it's all good.
What's the long game for Trickshot? Do you see yourselves adding, like, when it's ready to go and released, adding more maps, more tricks, more weapons, like the support for after the game is out there? Have you guys thought about that at all?
Oh, absolutely. No, if there's anything that that you learn from Fall Guys or a game like that, is that yeah. people want constant items and maps and fun things to do. So, no, we're looking forward to working with the community. We're going to throw out ideas as far as different modes and game types that we want to play. We also, you know, want to work ideally with real-world skaters, both on the skateboarding side and on the roller skating side, as far as tricks that are, you know, realistic, that can work in our world. Not necessarily all tricks will work, but I think that's, you know, that's part of the fantasy that we want to explore. You know, just the aerodynamics of doing these cool vaulting tricks in the air and then pulling off a cool shot, and combining those two. So adding more tricks, adding more outfits, adding more maps, different game modes within those maps. That's all of the things that we want to, you know, provide and support as the game launches and in the coming months.
Cool. Andy, this one looks really cool. every time I look at it, I'm like, man.
I'm just wondering, Lee, like, did you envision yourself as a young gamer, like one day you'd be making a game as ridiculous as this sounds?
not really. Considering I worked back in the day at EB Games before they got bought out by GameStop, and gravitating, you know, explaining to people, you know, between the 32X upgrade to the Genesis or Windows 95. You know, those kind of things.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
When you're working in retail, you're like, you know, this is cool. This is something I'm part of, but you don't really picture yourself as being part of that. And actually, one time someone came up and they asked for a specific PlayStation 1 game, and they're really excited. They're looking at the box. I'm like, I made this, is what they said. I'm like, and then it triggered in my head. I'm like, oh, that's right. All these games come from somewhere. You know, like, someone has to make this. It doesn't just show up on the truck and we put it on the shelf, but there's people behind it. And so, no, I think that's a nice thing about now. Like, the tools have never been easier. Like, I wish when I was working then at GameStop, there was something like the Unreal Engine or, you know, videos on YouTube to learn how to do, you know, Blender 3D modeling. I think it's a great time for everybody that wants to kind of get into this. So if you have an idea, don't hold back. You know, like I said, it might look ugly. You might do some gray box, you know, prototypes and with some placeholder art. But if you think you have something, you should definitely put it out there.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like no one really knew that this would be just the largest medium compared to, let's say, even music and movies. How this gaming makes so much money compared to those two combined.
Well, and I think.
Go on.
No, you go ahead.
No, like I wish you had known back then, because I wanted to be a game developer when I was a kid, but the idea was just laughed off. Like, that's not a real career. You can't make video games. It's not a thing you do.
Yeah. Only the mystical Japanese people make video games.
What do you think? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, no, for sure. That's definitely not the high school career counselor was like, oh, you need a job in programming, kid.
They're the ones who were laughing at me, Lee.
No, for sure. Hey, I told my counselor that I wanted to be a comic book astronaut, so artist astronaut. I don't know how that would even work. I guess I would email my drawings from space, but
stick so, it in the bottle and chuck it out the window.
There you go.
I feel that's your next game in the making.
Something in space.
No, that's like the main character. He's a comic book artist astronaut.
that's the story. And
done. Wandering through space. No, and that's the but don't let that hold you back. It's still not too late. You're living in the now. You can get the Unreal Engine. You can team up with somebody. And there's a game inside of you guys as we speak.
Listen, Lee, if some guy is making some skateboarding shooter game, then I can make anything.
It makes so much sense, Andy. When you see it happening, you're like, oh yeah, of course. Of course this works.
You know what? When you mentioned someone getting a PS1 game back in the day, this feels like it's that PS1 era of charm where anything goes.
Anything can happen.
Yes.
What a game can
Twisted
be.
Twisted Metal.
Okay. Right. It's like,
sure.
It's like, it's that golden age of creativity that was just in that era of games was skyrocketing. And you saw any concept, any wacky, zany thing was a video game.
Well, and that's what's beautiful. I've been watching recently the Netflix documentary High Score. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at some of these people in the video game industry, and yeah, back then, yeah, like you know, someone had a meeting and said, "Hey, listen, guys, we're gonna have a blue hedgehog going really fast, and this is gonna revolutionize the world of platformers." Like, meetings were held. And that's the line I like to say. When you think of something crazy like that, and no, yeah, someone had to, you know, kind of develop it. Now let me ask from you guys, what do you want to see when you see, you know, kind of the trailer that we've shown and I described to you this kind of the fantasy that we're trying to portray? What you as fans of all these things, what would you like to see?
I mean, oh, wow. I love competitive gaming. Like, I'm not great at it, but I love competitive gaming. I'll try any new battle royale. I'll try any new shooter. I'm big into Rogue Company right now. I would like to see, and I do think that you're already doing this, but maybe you could really nail this in a different way. When you're playing these games, these new games that come out, for example, Spellbreak that just came out, the new three squad-based battle royale game where you're a wizard slinging spells everywhere. You look at it and you're like, oh, this is like this game, except it does this little thing different. Rogue Company is like Counter-Strike Go, but it does this thing a little bit different. I want the little bit different to be a lot different. That's kind of what I'm looking for now, because I feel like what I'm doing is I'm copy and pasting my skill set, and kind of the games kind of all mesh into this one, you know, category or what, maybe not category, but like this one skill set that I have, I could continue to translate to all of these things, but I want to be challenged. I want to try and do something different. You know, back before this whole explosion of Battle Royale, when PUBG first started, that was the thing nobody knew what it was like. There may have been games that kind of tried to do it. I think like DayZ or something like that. I forget which one it was a mod of, but you know, you saw people starting to experiment, but then PUBG comes and it's like, whoa, PUBG. And then Fortnite comes out and does Fortnite and you're like, oh, it's like PUBG, but here's where it's different. You build stuff. And then Apex Legends comes out. Oh, it's like Fortnite, except you have superpowers. And then like everybody keeps iterating on it in that way. I want to see somebody say that this is its own thing. This has got its own thing. It's not necessarily just capture the flag or just team domination or just whatever. Maybe there's a mode where it's all about getting to a billion points from your between your tricks and your kills and your hits and your shots, like just a race to the top kind of thing. That's what I look for. I look for something that's not iterative on other game modes, but inventive of the game modes to make me do something different.
Yeah, I think that's why Fall Guys works so well, Steven. It's
yeah
that same mindset of it's a bunch of us in a battle royale free-for-all, mm-hmm. but the gameplay design, the controls are all very new to people. And it's like a clean slate. Like, no matter what skill set you have with similar games, this is completely different.
Yeah, and they do things like they have little bits and pieces of other things, like, you know, but mostly it's television shows, but they have like a little bit of Mario right. Party in there, you know, like
sure,
some yeah. of those mini games where you're like, oh, yeah.
It's familiar enough, like yeah. but still, it's, yeah.
But it's way outside the box different. So if that, I hope that answers your question, at least for me. Like, that's just what I look for. I'm like, I just want something that's not the same but different. I want something that's different but has familiar sensibilities, if that makes sense.
Steven, it's skateboarding and guns.
This I know. Is different. I know. And that's what it's I love about it. That's why I'm looking at it. I'm like, how did nobody think of this? How did nobody think of this?
Well, let me tell you a crazy story. You know who thought of this? The United States military in the early 90s. They actually had an operation where they did a suburban combat training and they gave Marine skateboards and then said, hey, what if you go through the environment with this and use your assault rifle? Well, they figured out really quickly that momentum and just the kinetic energy of just shooting the gun and recoil were always in play, unlike a video game. So they figured out very quickly it is not safe to be shooting weapons while skating. But luckily in our game, we can relive that fantasy in a much safer environment. And we're using sci-fi weapons, a lot of energy and plasma, you know, it's stuff the kids can't get on the grocery store.
I can just imagine that conversation. All right, soldier, get on the skateboard and go. What?
I'm sorry. Yeah, play 10 hours of Tony Hawk and go on the field and do the same thing with this gun.
What, sir? Are you sure?
So I'm sure it was a fun day, but oof, yeah. But no, and that's but to your point, yeah. Just finding the familiar, right? You know, and then also adding a couple of extra ingredients in that smoothie, so to speak, mm-hmm. to kind of just spice it up. And so it's not too different from what you're used to, but it's different enough that, like you said, everyone's on the same level playing field. And that's why we didn't want to do a class system. You know, all the guns are out there. You pick what you want to play as. You know, you can choose boards. You can choose skates. Each, you know, trick looks different, but it's the execution is similar. So you can kind of gravitate between whatever you want to do on those two sides. And go from there.
Man, I can't imagine what communicating to your teammates would be like in this game. Like, oh, they're over here on this point. Hang on, man, I'm doing a triple heel
axel flip. Grind ollie.
No, man, get over here and start shooting. Hold on, man, I'm on like a 40 trick combo. Leave me alone.
Well, if it helps, there's no reloading. You know, as soon as you do that air trick, you get ammo and you can just unleash it on your opponent. There's no time to reload. It's very Predator-esque. I don't have time to bleed kind of thing.
Can you hold more than one weapon at a single time or just whatever you have? That's all you got.
Yes. Right now we have 9 weapons in our tech demo. And as long as you grab it, you can cycle through them, pull up that weapon wheel, pick the one you want.
Oh my.
And as you do a trick, you're loading that particular weapon. So you'll have to choose and kind of play, or you know, find an ammo pickup, and then I'll give you a little bit of ammo for everything.
This is like custom made for that Twitch stream moment grab when they pull off that sick trick.
Yeah,
you know, while doing a headshot on a sniper rifle from someone like way out in the battlefield.
It's going to be a lot of luck. There's going to be a lot of me cursing and writing exclamation point hacks.
Oh, I can't wait.
In my chat, because everyone's going to be cheating at this game. I'm just telling you right now. Everyone that beats me is a cheater. Let's just put it that way. That's the rule.
We're hoping to get a sponsorship between a keyboard or a controller company. So as people are spiking their controllers and breaking them, we can profit from
it. It's a great idea. It's a really great idea. Hashtag ad.
Or the NRA. One or the other.
That's the one you want to. You're buying an AR-15? Here's a longboard.
Bam.
Go have fun, kids.
Might have to sign a waiver.
What? You make fun, but you could definitely get like Nerf or somebody involved and make like little skateboard and Nerf gun combos. You could totally do something like that, or like laser tag or something. That'd be dope.
Oh, yeah. Like those finger, like the finger deck sets, and then you'll also have a little gun that attaches to your
that
pinky
would
or
be
something.
Awesome. You're making
that is
fun.
Perfection.
I know you're being a shit, but let me tell you something.
I think he's being sincere.
That is
he's taking mental
idea.
Notes. See, that's why he's on camera. He's making notes as we speak, like, oh, $1 million ideas.
There it is. Marketing. Merchandising. Merchandising is 80% of your profits. Don't you see what's happening in Target with Fortnite? It's everywhere. They have Fortnite everywhere. Everything. It's stupid.
Oh my goodness. It's, yeah.
But kids are eating that shit up, man. They eat it up real quick.
They do.
So
gotta give them what they like.
So before we get into our favorite segment, which is rapid fire, it's where we really get to know you on a granular level. Before we do that, what I want to ask you a couple more questions. What's the plan for ramping up to release? Like, do you have a window? Do you have a target? I don't know how early or far you are in this thing. I know that you're going to have a demo soon. What's your kind of immediate and then long-term window looking like, timeline looking like?
Sure. So we're in talks with publishers. We're trying to get a publisher. So if there's a publisher you like that the cut of their jib, so to speak, and you think that this should be something they should pick up, by all means, please send them a link or a tweet or any of the comments that we post out or things you see coming out of PAX Online Indie Showcase. But right now we're going to make this with or without them, so to speak. Right.
Sure.
So we're targeting a summer, next year. It's no coincidence, by the grace of the skating gods that, for better or for worse, they had to move the Olympics, but the Olympics next year, the summer, Japan Olympics are going to have skateboarding as debuting for the first time. So, I think that, we could really kind of ride kind of the coattails of that. And I think skating, as you can see from the new Tony Hawk game, is kind of having a new resurgence, and people, they want to get some fresh air, get some exercise in. I think skating is a great option, both the real world and in our virtual world of Strict Shot. And I think that's what kind of we're going for.
Andy,
this
any final
like a very,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, final thought. Yeah. Maybe Devolver Digital.
They popped up right in my head. Devolver Digital is like.
Those are some cool cats. Let's just say
they are.
They really got their finger on the pulse of what's hot and what's ridiculous. And I feel like this checks both of those boxes, as it were. Just like, oh yeah, that's completely zany, and they could have so much fun marketing this game. Just put it that way. They could
do a
ridiculous amount of things. I am positive. If you get Devolver Digital, I could see it now. I could see the press conference now. With Tony Hawk going in there with a rifle. And a skateboard, all
for that visual alone, that has to happen.
I could see it. I could see it happening.
I would even enjoy watching one of the beans from Fall Guys being on a skateboard, popping an ollie, and taking a rocket launcher, and taking a couple other guys out.
So there you go. That's your in. Get one of your artists to do a Fall Guy on a skateboard with one of your weapons and like that outfit, and put it up there and say, "Hey, maybe we could do something here." You know what I mean? And then boom. And you'll get in. Devolver's not stupid. They're going to see this game and they're going to want it.
Oh yeah.
They're going to want
it. So, well, there you go. But between you guys and all the fans listening, you know, definitely send that out. If Devolver's your dealer of choice, then by all means, send them one of our tweets, send them a message. But we'd love to hear from you either way. So, playtrickshot.com is our website. You can see our current trailer and then sign up for an upcoming demo that we're going to be releasing on PC here, hopefully really soon.
And you can wish list it on Steam as well, which I did tonight as well.
That is correct.
Now, this is this is everybody's favorite part of the show. Like everybody, okay, great. We love to know about your game. Oh, your game. Oh, look at my game. game. Everybody loves that part. But what we really want to know is the tough, tough questions, the real tough questions, the top of the line questions that you don't have time to prepare for. You don't have the PR spiel, sir.
You don't put on the seatbelt.
That's right. You don't have that person whispering in your ear all the answers, okay? Because you've never had this kind of information thrown at you at the veracity and velocity of which it will be thrown at you. So
I'm ready, coach. Throw me in.
First question, pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Pineapple, yes.
Indeed.
It's sweet and savory. Why not?
Indeed.
Interesting.
Andreas.
The power of flight or invisibility?
Ooh, flight's pretty nice. Traffic sucks.
that is very true. That is very true. Okay. Skateboard or rollerblades?
Ooh, personally, rollerblades. Something about the skateboard and the balance. I just don't have the equilibrium for it.
Sure,
but both feet down, I have a better grip of that.
What if your teeth were naturally flaccid and got hard when you were hungry? How soon would you kill yourself?
Ooh, that would make going on a dinner date awkward and interesting all at the same time. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
What would that disease be called?
Oh,
something awful.
Flaccidenta? Flaccidentosis? Like, what would you call that? That's ridiculous. Andy, where did you come up with this nonsense?
From my crazy, crazy brain. Yeah. That's how it works. Well,
that's certainly a thing. That's how it goes down. Y-axis, inverted or not?
No.
So up is up in your world. Good. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it just keeps it simple, you know?
Sure, sure.
What is a tough pill that everyone has to swallow at some point in their lives?
Ooh. Accepting something they thought they were right on was actually that they were wrong on.
Just
that's very humbling. Yeah.
What was your tough pill, Lee? Follow up.
Ooh. I served time at a restaurant once. Everyone kind of has that restaurant dream.
You like, really
I
should
do that. Everyone I can own a food truck. Why not? And it's I watch the Food Network. I can be a chef.
Yeah, it's easy.
And to a certain degree, yes. But it's definitely a lot of hours, a lot of dicing. So yeah, you better be ready. It's definitely more work than you think.
Okay, you are getting ready for your day. You got your pants on. You got your socks on, and you're about to put your shoes on. I want you to close your eyes and look down and envision yourself putting your shoes on. Which foot do you put on first?
Right foot.
Interesting. It's interesting. I always go left. I don't know why.
This is a two-parter.
Oh, another two-parter.
The first informal.
You know the segment is supposed to be rapid fire, right?
Sure.
Okay. Just
making sure. What is your favorite fruit?
Fruit.
Mango.
Okay. Delicious fruit. Would you rather eat a mango that tasted like anus?
Oh, God.
Or an anus that tasted like mango.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure I want those pairings in any combination.
Now you got to think about it. Is a mango even a mango at that point?
Right. Well, it's you're holding a mango. It just tastes like a butt.
Yeah, but I feel like it changes the definition of why he chose mango.
Yeah, there's a back. Yeah. There's a Back to the Future loop in there you're messing with. Did Doc invent
your flux capacitors aside and your gigawatts?
Because I feel like if butt always tasted like mango, everyone would be eating more butt.
Right.
Then it wouldn't be mango.
I'm not going to sit here and advocate for why everyone should be eating butt.
You would be calling the anal gland the mango gland. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on from this treacherous question.
Yeah, either way, Doritos would make a flavor out of it. So
yeah. All right, you know what? Doritos, I like this. Let's go with what's your favorite potato chip or chip-like snack?
Ooh, Ruffles, something about the ridges. I don't know if I'm just buying into the marketing about how they capture in the flavor crystals or whatever, but
yeah.
What can't be unseen once you notice it?
Ooh, a lot of stuff. I don't know. That's a good one. Something about, mayonnaise. It's just everyone has it some reason. Like, how did all the cultures come to it? I don't know. It's just weird.
It's a weird thing. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's interesting.
Like across the globe, everyone's like, we need something with eggs and oil smashed together somehow. And we're going to put that on everything.
We're going to really rigorously whip the shit out of this and see what happens. Like,
who I was going more out? Like, you know, the FedEx arrow angry. And the FedEx logo as a thing, or like the Mario clouds are also the bushes. But, you know, you went for a mayonnaise route.
I
appreciate it.
I'm a gamer, food and gaming. Yeah.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand.
You know what's a fun game?
In the background over there.
You know what's a fun food game? Is when a butt tastes like a mango.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Steven, please.
On a wheel of punishment, what is the one punishment you would absolutely hate to have to do? Obviously not die being one of them, but like, what would be the one thing that you would have to put on there that you would really not want to do?
Repairing the fins on a windmill. Those things that are like, it's like 50 stories up.
Oh, that's fucking terrifying.
Ooh. I'm like, I'm not afraid to hide.
Thank you, sir.
But that many stories up, no way. Like, they chopper some of those guys in. Like, if I need to be dropped off at a helicopter for my day shift, no way. I don't know, man.
That is an answer I was not expecting. And yeah, that's coming really off guard. Good. That's really good.
You reveal the true self.
There you go.
That's why we do this.
Speaking of the true self, would you rather nuke the first city overrun with zombies or wait for the vaccine? So when you nuke it, zombies over, but it's a lot of casualties who are not zombies.
Mm-hmm. I am willing to wait for the vaccine, but I'm gonna have to see the report card of the scientists working on the vaccine. I don't want the guy that got a C-, like he just barely passed, but he still got the degree of doctor, right? Because it doesn't, when you see your doctor, it's not like he shows you his last grade, right?
Is this vaccine from Russia?
True, because my doctor, who I've had for it's got to be close to like 25 years. I've been going to him ever since maybe 20 years, but I've been going to him forever, it seems. And he's been my family doctor forever. And I just recently, just maybe a couple years ago, I realized he got his medical degree from a country I can't pronounce. And I was like,
he got it from Columbia, the country, not Columbia, the university.
Yeah, it was certainly sketchy. And, you know, I looked it up and it's like, okay, all right, maybe it was cheap. I don't know.
That's a great Fraser bit too, Stephen. They're like, oh, look, University of Las Vegas.
All right. Whose question is it? It's mine, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Is cereal a soup?
No. It's way too, it's got milk. Like, I guess there are creamy soups. But
and there are cold soups.
Yeah, but. No, cereal's its own thing. I'm pro, you know, the milk campaign people. Like, it's their thing.
Sure. I get you.
Would you rather get a paper cut every single time you handled paper or bite your tongue every time you ate?
Oh, paper cut all the way. Oh,
fuck.
I do a lot of eating.
Just go digital. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I do a lot of eating. It's that mango butt.
Give me a Kindle. What is your favorite video game you're playing right now?
it sounds kind of vanilla. Fortnite. Just been playing with my friend. We've been doing a lot of duels.
Research, you know.
We've been a lot of duels, you know, just something about just you and one bud. You know, it's kind of like a buddy comedy, buddy cop. You know, it's fun to be in a big team, but when it's just one-on-one, it's just more – it's more clear cut, like, you know, I need help, you know, come revive me, you know, and then there's no one else to be the, you know, to say, oh, I didn't hear you. You know, they're the only person on your team. They have to come and help you. So, or and vice versa. So it's kind of fun.
Let's get a couple more questions in and then we'll wrap up.
What's something that you truly can't explain to someone, but you wish you could? So skateboarding and guns.
No, you'd be surprised. Well, I think we're going to go back to food. It's something about grilled cheese. People are really impatient. They slather a ton of butter and they put the burner on flamethrower and they're like, I'm just, you know, they think they can make it in 1 minute because that's how burritos somehow work on the microwave. But no, your patience will be rewarded. You got to put it low and slow. Otherwise you're just going to burn it and the smoke detector is going to go off and no one wants any of that.
So explaining proper grilled cheese etiquette preparation.
Patience. You kind of have to be somewhat, you know, of a monk. To really do grilled cheese properly, you gotta just take
it's like
time.
Preparing Thanksgiving dinner. You start at 5 a.m.
yeah, the day before.
yeah, 4 p.m. rolls around, you got the perfect grilled cheese. Let me tell you,
you know, there is a grilled cheese food truck that could have been your other
that was your
patient.
Calling. That was your calling, Lee. Uh-huh.
One day, maybe there'll be a health pickup in the game one at some point. A grilled cheese,
it has to be now
laying on the ground somewhere.
All right, here's my final question, and Andy will take us home. With the final question. So here's my final question. What is the last dumb fad you fell for?
I think slap bracelets. I might be dating myself there.
Okay. Sir.
I mean, you relax, mentioned 32XX and, you know, EB Games. So.
Hey, we're talking like 89, 90.
A slight refresh back in 2010. I don't know.
They did.
You know.
Did you fall for it again?
No, but the novelty, you know, it's like a cat and lasers. It was still pretty impressive. I was like, oh, ooh, that's cool.
They're pretty addicting. I don't understand the whole like obsession with collecting them. Like that was like just get okay, snap, snap, snap. Okay, yep, I'm done with this.
That's no, it's not Beanie Babies. You don't load up on those and save for college later with it.
Right,
exactly.
All right, Lee. We've asked you about your game.
Mm-hmm.
We've asked you about its development, its prospects, why we should all be playing it when it comes out next year. Some personal things. Pizza topping preferences, abilities on the superhero side.
It's a nice recap.
Morality choices, as it were.
Mango morality.
Mango butts. Things of that nature. But this is the be all end all question of not only this podcast, but of your life.
Your
as you
entire
know it.
Existence.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, Lee, Andy or Steven?
Mm-hmm.
In what context?
Exactly. Doesn't matter. Exactly.
Like, are you saving my
I'm
life?
Not going to say that my butt tastes like a mango, but...
Are we going to Six Flags? Like, what's the scenario?
I guess that's up to your imagination.
It's whatever your heart desires, yeah.
Indeed.
Can we all go?
I mean, theoretically, sure.
This is Sophie's choice, Lee.
But what's going to happen, though...
And you're Meryl Streep.
Ooh.
Like, everyone has a favorite kid. Everyone has a favorite kid. Everyone has a favorite chair they sit in. Everybody, you know, you just, there's the controller. You may have five controllers, but there's the one you really like, but you don't tell anybody you really like it. But if you look at it, it's a little bit more discolored than the other ones. Mm-hmm. So like
it's
your friends kind of
know. Sweat gunk on it, you know?
I have
three kids and I told my favorite.
Everyone.
Now I told them not to tell the other two, but.
Fine. Perfect.
But in this scenario, I mean, you both are great. Come on, we're going to survive the apocalypse.
You're not the first person to chicken out on this question. So,
it's true. And you know, it's very flattering that we were both.
Someone needs to see some piece of strength or something to discern you guys from each other.
Oh my God, have you ever seen two
a Seinfeld reference? Like, that's
maybe.
Did you ever see two wacky inflatable flailing arm, two men just kind of slapping each other like that?
That's what we
That's me and Andy if we got into a physical altercation.
it's
come here,
neutral,
you.
Man.
Oh, and that, ladies and gentlemen.
And on that lovely visual.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is going to bring us to the end of this stupid-ass show. Thank you so much for listening to this. Remember, we don't only do this show. Every single Monday, we also do the Dual Screens Gamescast, which is a video game news show where Andy and I just basically have a conversation like this about what's happening in video games. So if you like that, you don't have to subscribe anywhere else. You don't have to follow us anywhere else. It's all on the same channel, so you could do that as well. We were about to record we just got our logo for our seasonal show, our next seasonal podcast, which is Casting Call. We're going to do Metal Gear Solid, the movie. We're going to cast it. We're going to come up with the plot for it, and it's going to be a blast. And also, folks, if you want to support us You could also do that on patreon.com/NDS podcast, just like our Patreon producers, FNH Paul and Colton, the Apprentice Nestler. We cannot continue to grow without all of your support. So please consider heading over there. Just $1 gets you into our VIP Discord, where you hang out with us. You can hang out with indie devs that have been on the show. If they want to come in, they can hang out with us. You also get a bonus episode every single month in which you vote the topic for. So it's a great place to kind of hang out and build a community. So please consider doing that. Again, that's patreon.com/NDS podcast. If you want to follow us on social media, we are at NDS podcast. I am at BatChild27. Andy is at PantsGuy. And Lee, where can everybody find you and the game and everything else?
On Twitter, we're at MeddlingKidsDev. And as far as the game, on playtrickshot.com, you can get the latest information and also sign up for our upcoming demo.
Awesome. Awesome.
Ready.
Our theme song, Retro Chatter, is by Bradley Parsons at Train Sound Studio. Andrew Douglas has done all of our little fancy cartoon art, and Matt Murray has done all of our logos and overlays, and we're very appreciative to them. So special thank you to them. Now, Andy?
Yes?
Is there anything you want to tell the kids before we go?
Yeah, just again, look forward to more amazing PAX Online coverage. We have some cool interviews coming up throughout the week. And stay glued to our YouTube channel for all that coverage.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/DualScreensTV.
You could also check out my Twitch page, twitch.tv/BatChild, where I'm playing a lot of the PAX Online demos. I've done a couple over the weekend. Every couple of days, I'm going to do one or two more of those, as well as our twitch.tv/dual screen streams, where Andy is supposed to be doing some new stuff as well. And, you know, maybe we'll play games together. We'll see.
Yes.
But you could also watch us record the games cast every Sunday night on that channel as well. So you could go over there and do that. And we're also doing, like, throughout the week, we're sporadically doing like 10 to 20 minute interviews. The first one has gone up on our YouTube. Those are going to be YouTube only. Only the longer interviews that we book are going to be the true Dual Screens podcast. So that's kind of like the route we're going. Instead of putting them all as a podcast and blowing up your feed, go to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We have well over 100 interviews on there that you can go back and listen to and watch. So again, that's youtube.com/dualscreensTV. That's DUEL, like fighting, Dual Screens TV. Thank you, Andy. Lee, thank you so much for joining us. This is awesome, and I cannot wait to see more of your game. Like, I mean, honestly, Trickshot looks like it's going to be just an absolute blast. So thank you much for coming on.
No, thank you guys, and thank you for supporting us indies.
Absolutely, 100%. That's what we're here for. That's what we want to do. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, listeners. And as always, please be excellent to each other.